Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what it do, y'all? It's your girl, Katie, the Bluebonnet, coming live and direct from Austin, Texas. You're now listening to BangOutRadio.com. Y'all be sure and check out all the hottest unsigned artists and fresh music. You check me out at BangOutRadio.ning.com/profile/KD the Bluebonnet. Your favorite lady MC holding it down for Texas. Already.
Into Bang Out Radio, where all indie artists get played. And no, you are not tripping. It is Sunday. You know what I'm saying? This is Slap Sundays with the Dagger, the newest installment in the Bang Out Radio series. You know what I mean? If you're listening in, like I said, you're witnessing something that's kind of a pivotal moment in Bang Out Radio. Of course, I need to give homage to the big boss lady herself, Topaz Lachey, for giving me my chance to get out here and give back to the Bang Out Radio squad with Slap Sundays. And, of course, what you're going to hear on Slap Sundays will be nothing but those bangers. We got the club bangers, the hood anthems, the smoking tracks. You know what I mean? We just banging all those slappers, which is exactly what that means. It sounds like another platinum slapper. So, just to get into things, we're going to start it off just like this with homage to the big boss lady herself. We're going to go hammer on these hoes with Topaz Lachey, and then I'm going to get back and give y'all a proper introduction and let y'all know who y'all dealing with. Be right back.
Boss swag music.
Chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this. Going hammer on you, ho.
Chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this.
Yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this. Going hammer on you hoes. Going hammer on you hoes. Hammer on you hoes. Going hammer on you hoes. Going hammer, going hammer on you hoes. Going hammer, going hammer on you hoes. Going hammer, going hammer on you hoes.
Yeah, there it is, Topaz Lachey. Nah, we're going to keep it pushing. Y'all ain't ready to meet yet. We're going to keep it going like this, man. Barbie Banks, bad bitch.
God damn it, Dupree.
He bagged him a bad bitch, the baddest, with the baddest asses, a bad bitch. He bagged him a bad bitch, the baddest, with the baddest asses,
hey,
attractive.
Hey, hey. I bag you a bad bitch, the baddest,
the baddest
with the baddest asses, the baddest.
Let's get it.
I bag you a bad bitch, the baddest, with the baddest asses, attractive.
Let's
he bagged him a bad bitch, baby, I ain't average. Come through shining, bitch, by carriage. The nigga dick riding, wish he could have it. Coke bottle frame, this pussy is a classic. Jump on my tongue like I'm so athletic.
Okay.
Pull a rabbit out and make that shit do magic.
Okay.
R.I.P., you down and be me, baby chasing me, but I'm
dead.
Sexy bad as me, better couple of racks. Lil mama won't be, so I snatched him back. Like B.I.G., take that, take that.
Take
when
that,
I'm
take
done
that.
With the skis, you can have him back. CEO on my ring, yeah, I rock that.
Okay.
Got some bottles in the club, cause I got it like that. In my GG mode, so bitch fall back.
Hey,
fall out,
come on, get
on
that.
Bitch
let's get
whack.
It.
Oh.
He bagged him a bad bitch, the baddest. With the baddest asses, a bad bitch. He bagged him a bad bitch, the baddest. With the baddest asses, attractive.
Hey, I bag you a bad bitch, the baddest. With the baddest asses, the baddest. I bag you a bad bitch, the baddest. With the baddest asses,
Mula,
attractive.
Mula, let's get it.
City bad bitch with a gutter tray. Fuck baby first class, no runway. Bad ass pussy, fresh cutting shade. Swallow dick like a pro.
NBA.
Man, miss me with the funny shit.
GG.
Let a girl get money, no bummy shit.
Okay.
Throw it back, keep him coming quick. Type pussy with max thread. Red bone baddie, super soft lip. Talk shit, most deaf, but I can take
okay.
it. All out on the ski, straight tummy shit. He made me pull his friend on some undercover shit. I like my tender tall dark with a thick dick. Thick, you ratchet ass bitches, they ain't hitting
shit.
What a safe fat.
Crack it open.
Keep my pussy wet. Keep me smoking.
He bagged him a bad bitch, the baddest. With the baddest asses, a bad bitch. He bagged him a bad bitch, the baddest. With the baddest asses, attractive.
Hey, I bag you a bad bitch, the baddest. With the baddest asses, the baddest. I bag you a bad bitch, the baddest. With the baddest asses, attractive.
He
bagged him a bad bitch, the baddest. With the baddest asses, attractive. Swag say on, got you hoes the maddest. All out gutted, girl, take my status. Killing you hoes on trout, no court. Pussy so good, no kid, child support. Play with his head like EA Sports. Give me good head, no spoon or fork.
Let go.
Fuck shit, no, you throw the whole fucking toilet at you. Fuck feelings, let the squad get at you. Pussy A1, that it Mac grab at you. Waterfall flow, Aquafina spit at you. On my TIP, ain't no stopping me.
Okay.
I want the biggest bottle and the biggest dick, please.
Okay.
Tryna fuck me, but he gotta pay me. Tony B, go dumb.
Oh,
he bagged him a bad bitch, the baddest, with the baddest asses, a bad bitch. He bagged him a bad bitch, the baddest, with the baddest asses, attractive.
Hey, I bag you a bad bitch, the baddest, with the baddest asses, the baddest. I bag you a bad bitch, the baddest, with the baddest asses, attractive. Hey.
As you can see, like I said, this is the Dagger, man, and we banging nothing but slappers here on Bang Out Radio on Sundays, okay, on Slap Sundays. So everything you hear will sound like another platinum slapper. But let me take this time to give y'all an introduction to who you're dealing with and who you're talking to. You know, I feel like y'all should know me because if we're going to be spending some time together at least 2 hours every week, then I want to make sure y'all know who y'all dealing with. My mother and father named me Leon Holmes II. That's how I came into this world. And let's see, born and raised in Los Angeles, California, L.A. West Coast all day. Of course, y'all should know that already. And I've just been doing my thing, shoot, for as long as I possibly can. I'm just like everybody else, man. I ain't nobody special. I'm not trying to be nobody special. I'm just trying to do what I do and do the right thing to the best of my ability. Y'all got to excuse me, this drink kind of kicking in. You know, a little nervous for my first show. But, I mean, shoot, y'all be nervous. Y'all show up on your first day at work, right? You got to learn what's going on, see what's going on. Let the people know who they're dealing with. You know, you got to talk to people, see what's going on. And speaking of talking to people, I want to make sure that all y'all guests out there, everybody listening to Bang Out Radio right now, or just on your computer or just, you know, whatever you're doing, if you're listening to my voice, then do me a favor. Tell somebody else, you know, to listen to me too. Call into the show as well. Anybody can call in, 661-621-7559. Press 1 to get at me, and then we can holler about whatever y'all got going on. Because, you know what I mean, this type of show is going to be a little bit more open than probably most of the shows and everything. Why? Because the world changes every day. People change every day. Our thoughts change about every minute to every hour. So whatever you guys are thinking about, just call up. We're going to get into it. You know what I mean? I'm trying to help everybody. That's where I'm at with things. I want the world to be a better place. Excuse me for being all symptomatic and everything, but that's what I really want, because there's a lot of there's too much BS, too much drama, too many games. You know, there's just too much going on right now. And there's too much money to be made to be wasting time over the bullshit. And that's just how I feel about it. You know what I mean? So, but let me get back to my little intro, I guess. I mean, music to me has always been like a shield. It's always blocked me from harm. It always kept me safe. It always gave me an outlet in order to release my inhibitions, my tragedies, my hurt, my contempt, shoot, even my fun times I was able to put out on music. So I was always able to express myself that way, and it always helped me to get through a lot of things. I don't know where I would be now without music. So, and I listen to all these indie artists, I hear what y'all got going on and everything like that, and I love and respect what y'all got going on, because I know all this kind of stuff comes from somewhere. It comes from somewhere in life. That's all we're doing is expressing ourselves, you know what I mean, on the mic and sharing what our experiences are. Sometimes we have the same, sometimes we have differences. But the bottom line is, if we're about making our money and about doing the right thing, then all that rest of that BS, you know what I mean, you can keep it, man. It ain't worth it. It's not. I'm going to try to help guys understand these women. I'm going to try to help women understand these guys. Parents, I'm going to try to help you with your kids. If you're single, we're going to try to figure out how to get you a date. I mean, we're going to do all kinds of shit over here, all right? Like I said, we're completely open and out here with all this. I see the callers calling in. I thank y'all, man. I'm just trying to – just let me get my intros out. I see y'all hanging with me. But I'm going to get back into these slappers real quick, and then we're going to come back and take these calls, all right? We're going to just – y'all hanging with me. We're going to get into this JS, you know what I mean? Where's it at? Bring it back. Let's go.
Bounce, bounce,
shake that shit.
Put that booty in my face, let me see it clap. Bend it over, run around, bring that pussy back. I make it rain, let me see you do it for a stack. With Indy collar shotty, won't you tell me where it's at? No, where it's at, where it's at, where it's at, girl. I'm gonna bring it back, bring it back, bring it back, B. No, where it's at, where it's at, where it's at, girl. I'm gonna bring it back, bring it back, bring it back, ayy.
Yes, 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 yes. As you can see, like I keep telling y'all, we banging them slappers over here on Bang Out, on Bang Out Radio every Sunday from 7 to 9 with your boy, the Dagger. As I can see right here, I'm going to take my first call, and I already know who this is, you know what I mean, because I've done my homework. Let me bring in my boy, K-Waz, the lyrical psycho. K-Waz.
What's going on, Dagger? What's happening?
What it do, my nigga? Just, you know what I mean? They moved me into, you know, I'm out in the garage and everything. I'm Bang Out Radio right now. So, you know, I'm in here. I just moved in trying to get my, you know, my posters and shit up and everything. You know, I'm just trying to get comfortable over here on Bang Out Radio. What's going on
with you, my nigga?
What's going on your end of things?
Over here chilling, you know, making a little tracks, getting ready to go out tonight, go see Marley B do her thing tonight at Mazika's.
Yo, let me plug that real quick. Yo, if you out in that 661 area code, you ain't got nothing popping off tonight, man. You need to get your ass over to Mazika's. Check out, she's like my big sis, cause you know she handles West Good Wednesdays here on Bang Out Radio. So y'all make sure y'all go support my big sis at Mazika's performing live tonight. All right, if y'all ain't got nothing else to do, ain't nobody got nothing else to do. Ain't tomorrow Labor Day? Ain't nobody.
Exactly.
Ain't nobody got shit to do, man. Y'all get out, get fucked up, go live life and have some fun. But, oh, and why I got you on the phone, my nigga, let me personally apologize, man, because I so was trying to get to that show on Wednesday, but sure enough, I got caught by the worst fucking driver, you know, an Oriental female. She kind of like cut the side of my shit off, my nigga, and then of course she couldn't speak it, and of course she couldn't speak it a goddamn English. So, you know, it was just a whole, you know, just you try to go to have a good time, and just that one thing just fuck up everything, and it's just like, fuck it.
Exactly.
Like,
I understand it.
Cool, man. But like I said, I'm going to be at the next one, man. Don't even trip. Like I said, K-Waz, lyrical psycho, man, doing what he doing, man. What's the next shows you got coming up, man? What you doing, man? Let these people know.
I got another show coming out in the Valley September 16th. It's going to be another underground spot where a gang of artists is going to be, you know, fans. Everybody's going to be showing love. So it's going to be at the, they call it the Woodstock.
Okay. I got to make sure to check that out and everything. And then what's the projects you got going on, man? Any new projects coming out? Anything? What you working on over there, man? Let them know.
Oh, yeah. I'm working on my Grown Man Swag album. I'm trying to get that together. But, I'm about to release a project pretty soon called Street High by my boy Quiet Storm.
All right.
You know, his album about to come out in about 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and that's going to be like this, the third project coming out of Seven Stentory Music.
Oh, okay, so man. Niggas is doing their thing. That's what I like to hear, man. But like I said, man, it's going to be good to have you over here, man. I know you're supporting Bang Out Radio. You've been fucking with Bang Out for the longest, man. I fucks with K-Waz.
Yeah.
I'd have been in the studio. You know what I mean? We done partied in the 661. You know what
I mean?
So if you got your money right, you need a hot beat, you want to try to collab on some stuff, you need to get a K-Waz, man, because he's where it's at. He's one of the niggas that is not bullshitting and that ain't got time for the bullshit, so... Don't be saying my name, trying to fuck with him or whatever, trying to say the Dagger said, come over there, you fuck up. Because, no, I didn't send him. K-Waz, no, I don't fuck with motherfuckers that be on that bullshit. So, make sure
you all serious and real artists, come on through, and, you know, I'll show you love. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm doing. Speaking of that, man, I'm going to go ahead and put on this track that you just sent me. You know, this is so hot, man, it's fresh. You know, it burned my hand or whatever when I got to it. You know what I mean? So, hold on. Let me set this up real quick. Because, you know, and like I said, nigga trying to learn the new, nigga trying to learn a few things or whatever. You know, I just got in here, you know, working the equipment a little bit. You know, just, y'all got to work with me a little bit.
Oh yeah.
So, let me
all
see
the
here.
I know they would show you the ropes, L.A. Drina.
Let me go ahead and pay homage to my big brothers and sisters out there real quick as I look for this fire track from K-Waz, because, you know, I'm the new kid on the block. You know what I'm saying? This is the new show over here on Sundays. Bang Out Radio been doing it long and hard for the long, ooh, long and hard. Damn, this fucking drink is kicking my ass now. Excuse me. Nah, but Bang Out Radio has been here for a cool minute, man, bringing you them indie artists and platinum classics all the time. You know what I mean? On Monday, we got LA, we got Supreme. On Mondays,
yeah,
with Grind Network. You know what I mean? Tuesdays, we got Twisted Tuesdays with L.A. Drina. West End Wednesdays with Marley B. You know what I mean?
Marley B.
Replay Thursday with Topaz Lachey. Banging
Topaz.
That Fire on Friday with L.A. Drina back in the
L.A. Drina.
Amanda T. Hammond, Sexy Saturdays, where you hear all the smooth R&B and classics. And now, finishing off the loop, closing the big circle, is the dagger here with Slap Sundays. And that's what you got. Every day, we got this West Coast on lock over here right now. You know what I mean? And we got to spread this out and keep it going. And like I said, it's all love to anybody out there that's out there trying to do something with themselves, that's out here trying to make shit happen. Ain't nobody trying to stand in your way. We just trying to make it better. Ain't nobody got no problems, you know what I mean? There's enough money out there for everybody. If y'all are willing to do what y'all got to do to get it, well, let me stop.
Exactly.
I mean, some of y'all don't need to be doing what y'all doing for money. Let me bring that back. But,
let them know.
But K-Waz, since I got you here, man, let me challenge you for a minute, man. But you see, I'm just trying. Like I said, I've been trying to speak to people for the longest. Because, like I said, would you agree that there's just way too much shit going on in the world? Like, just way too much?
It is a lot going on in the world. That's a way bigger factor.
Exactly. And how much is it? And, I mean, it's not even that positive. You know what I mean? If there was some positive shit going on, it would be a good thing. You know what I mean? But it's not. Like, just last week out here in L.A., you know what I mean? These little niggas pulled out the burners and started busting on the police, man. Like, it was nothing. The dude was like, cop was like... The fucking cop was like, excuse me, he didn't even get to finish saying me. And the motherfucker was like, fuck that, pop, 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 pop. You know what I mean? These little niggas out here doing all kind of crazy shit nowadays, man. And it's just not worth it. I mean, it's not worth it to me. Maybe worth it to y'all. I don't think it's worth it to K-Waz. I don't know, but I'm not speaking for K-Waz.
Not at all. Not at all.
Because, I mean, I see what K-Waz doing, man. Like I said, you got the videos popping, man. You got anybody else you want to plug? Any shout-outs you want to give, man, why we got you here?
Man, this shout out to the whole, you know, Bang Out Radio family, Rico 310, Self X, Five Footers, you know what I'm saying, B Fly, everybody that's doing the most, you know, everybody out there in AV, LA, down south, my peoples, arch rivals out there in St. Louis, Mississippi doing their thing, you know what I'm saying? Much love to everybody in the world. Mr. Pills.
Yeah, Mr.
He doing
Pills,
his thing.
Yeah, we about to have some of his drops out here, you know what I mean? Because you know Mr. Pills got those slappers. You know what I mean? Like I said, I deal with people that got them slappers. And right now, I see I got another call. Bear with me, boy. Bear with me just a little bit. We're going to get into this K-Waz lyrical cycle slapper, you know what I mean, called Bad Cell. You got everybody on this one, man, featuring QS, Chuck Boogie, B Smooth, and Imani the Coldest. You want to bring this track in? Go ahead, bring it in, man. I'll let you bring it in. Go ahead. It's your track.
This is Bad Self, you know what I'm saying? That's supposed to be coming off of the Grown Man Swag album, and I just threw it out there so people could feel my vibe, you know what I'm saying? It's just another hot track that we all bringing in, you know what I'm saying?
That's
check
right.
It out.
And you know where you heard it first, right here on Slap Sundays with the Dagger. Let's get it in.
Yeah. I had those good feelings about you too, baby. We can go all the way to the top if you're not afraid. I'm going to be everything to you. I'm going to be your father, your friend, your lover. But you got to believe in me, baby. Everything I do is for the best. For the both of us. Man, girl, you're hotter than Cali Summers. Two-piece, body banging, still maintaining. Fred Jitz or Hollywood or your Peaky Secrets. It's going down like Betty Wright, yo, peeping. Study a nigga because you know that you can get it. The room's on fire.
You looking good, let's celebrate. I'm double clutching, it's too much, I'm taking glass. Not now, but right now, make it fast, come a little closer. Stay with the heater. By the way, I'm Q-Storm, I'll be nice to meet you. Let's creep on somewhere, make a double feature. Put a mirror on the set, watch what I see.
Baby, come fuck with a star. A diamond is what you are, real niggas deserve the best. Fine as fuck, I wanna wear your rhyme, my wrist like a Zaker. You got me fiending, looking like a bass head. Sweating and jonesing, going for mine. You wanna get a thug, nigga, real deep inside. Sexy silhouette tonight, rock candlelight. Came with to get you home tonight. Baby, go on with your bad self.
Self-explanatory music, you know what I'm saying? They got something for you inside the mag. you know, and a lot of different artists that got different flavors, you know. So.
Yeah, definitely. And I just want to take this time to personally thank you for, you know, giving me a chance to give back to the Bang Out Radio and everything and doing what I can do to try to, you know, make things better and, you know, further along everything you got going on. Because, you know, I was in your ear for a cool minute about this little show. Like, you know, hey, Topaz, let me get Sunday.
Yeah, I already know. I heard you in the beginning. You doing your thing. I said, okay, he got it. He know what to do. He didn't call me and say Topaz. What I got to do? I'm like, okay, he didn't forget the show.
What a lot of people don't do, I mean, what a lot of people don't do, which is a lot of problems in the world, is, you know, people don't respect their elders. And I'm not saying that to say that you're older than me or anything like that. I'm just simply saying that to say that you've been doing what you've been doing for a long time right now. And then for me to, and then you extended your hand to give me a chance to do something, so I'm going to respect the opportunity that you gave me. And that's just respecting your elders. I mean, some people don't have that level of respect for people.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's true.
And that's the problem. That's one of the problems. Motherfuckers don't respect. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna just come. I'm not just gonna just jump into some shit or whatever. And also, you trusted me to do this.
Mm-hmm.
You got your name on it. So I mean, how the fuck would I look? Like, I mean, I don't know. That's just common sense that I guess a lot of people don't have. I'm sorry.
You doing your thing. I see you too. You know, I see you.
So,
a lot of people
don't respect
what you do, but what's the biggest hater move a hater tried to pull on you?
Let's you know what I mean? Let's just show how much these haters be out here
trying to stop what people be doing. A lot of people try, there's so many. I just say, you know what I'm saying, they making it possible for me. That's all. And it's crazy. You're gonna have a hater regardless of what you're doing.
A lot of haters. Like
even if they're around you, you know what I'm saying? You never know, but they are around you. You know?
No, yeah, I can definitely understand that. I mean, I've had my squad of people that I used to roll with or whatever just found out when, you know, backs against the wall, push come to shove, you know, that your closest friend could turn on you in the blink of a second. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then come to find out they've been hating on you for a long ass motherfucking time. Like, just finally got some heart to put it out there. But it's like that's the thing. Like I said, especially here on Slap Sundays, that's what we doing, man. We slapping stupidity, and this is the shit that we're not going to respect.
That's
and we're not going to tolerate.
Yeah, it was funny because when you first, I was like, yeah, that shit is ass.
Because that's my biggest pet peeve. If you, like I said, y'all got 2 hours with me every Sunday from 7 to 9 right here on Bang Out Radio. And if you roll with me, you do. You're gonna understand that my biggest pet peeve is stupidity, especially stupidity that's not needed. You know what I mean? We just jump for no reason. You know, that's the type of shit that we don't need in the world, man. Because there's a lot of people out there doing dumb shit. I'm not trying to put myself on a pedestal either. I'd have done some dumb shit in my time or whatever, but I've owned up to. But you know, I own up to my dumb shit, and at this point in my life now, I'm not trying to do any more dumb shit. There's too many people out there just doing shit, and I'm just want there to be an understanding. I feel that people understand each other a little bit more. There may be a little less problems, but you got to be willing to listen. I mean, I'm talking to two of the bosses two of the top bosses, so it's like, y'all should know, like, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. You know, I can sit here and tell people shit all day, and motherfuckers will say that I'm just bullshitting by the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly.
Just keep doing you. Just keep being Dagger, you know?
Hey, that's all I can be. You know what I mean? That's all. Speaking of which, see, no, I'm going to have to. Wait, no, I'm not going to do that. Y'all hanging out. KY's hanging out. I know Topaz. I know you just super busy. You hanging with your boy for a little while? You got other things?
Of course, I can stay right here.
Let me get into one of these slappers. Since Marley B is coming out tonight, you know what I mean? Since y'all going to see her at Mizuki tonight, we're going to let one of my big sister's tracks go real quick. This is the one that I like right here. Hold up. Let me get this. Because, you know, I need my own wifey girl. I'm looking for her. I need her. I want her. And that's what I need on my side. And there's a lot of girls out there that's, you know, that claim to be a wifey type or want to be wifey. And this, they ain't fitting the bill. They suspect.
Exactly.
they play in the role. They pretending. You know what I mean? They think they are something that they're not. But hey, like I said, I'm just pointing out shit. Y'all gonna do what y'all want to do. Y'all gonna be what y'all want to be. But a lot of stuff is unnecessary. And as soon as I like I said, y'all gotta bear with me. Like I said, new man, new equipment, you know, new job. Y'all gotta let me work myself in here real quick. Actually, I'm going to let this West Coast banger play right here from Marley B. Marley B, big sis, I see you. I hear you. Go out there and handle them motherfuckers tonight. We'll be right back here on Bang Out Radio.
Bottles of bourbon ain't enough for you, snow. Get into the VIP. I'm popping bottles, scoping models, playing like a boss. I keep that jelly jiggling so you know I got some flaws. Ain't no interruptions, cause my game authentic sauce. And if you block my view just like that, you getting tossed. Drop it, mommy, for your bitch, poppy. Your name is copywritten, so can't nobody copy. I got to hold you down, cause can't nobody stop me. And if they try to stop me, then I'm gonna have to off it. Now back to the situations that's at hand. I see how you talk that thing, now do it again. Put it in reverse, make it jerk or whatever. Cause about to make me go to a whole nother level.
In the middle, popping bitch bottles, flipping out models, my game full throttle. I'm in the club, popping big paper, a real alligator. Say a pro to you haters. I'm in the club, popping big bottles, flipping out models, my game full throttle. I'm in the club, popping big paper, a real alligator. Say a pro to you haters.
I'm y'all they go ahead and make it clap. Be a good girl and put your city up on the map. Like a butterfly, make it flap and fly away. It's that Mr. Pills, and I'm here to say that you rollin' with a real deal, deal. Talkin' tabs, best keep off in the club, and I'm spendin' bigger figures. Just to see you droppin' real low to the ground. I don't know where you're from, but I'm from this A-town. I'm trying to focus, but that bug got me leanin'. Seeing double between, just like I'm really beaming. They hit the club on any given Sunday, Monday through that Saturday, then Saturday through that Monday. Worked up whole mommy from the ceiling to the floor. Just like flow riders, shout and go, hit the flow. Do it like you know, and do it like a pro. And come back to the club if you really want some more.
If I'm in the club, popping big bottles, open out bottles, my game full throttle. I'm in the club. Big paper, a real alligator. Say a pro to you haters. I'm in the club, popping big bottles, open out models, my game full throttle. I'm in the club, popping big paper, a real alligator. Say a pro to you haters. I'm in the club.
Yes, yes. The Dagger back here on Bang Out Radio, Slap Sundays. Yep. That was Mr. Pills right there in the club, which probably a lot of y'all is going to tonight, since nobody got to go to work tomorrow. So just be safe. Watch the traffic, you know, the traffic stops or whatever, because police is looking for reasons to fuck with black folks. I'm just letting y'all know. At least out here in L.A., you know what I mean? I don't know what the fuck everywhere else y'all need to tell me, but out here they fucking with folks, left and right. Got KY still chilling with me. We got the big boss lady, herself, Topaz Lachey, still hanging out. And actually, I got actually two more callers. Let's see who else we got here. Hold on with me, y'all. Let's see. 5062, come on in. You got the Dagger on Slap Sunday. Who's this?
Oh, that's a kid.
Hello, 5062?
I just
heard him. What's good? What it do, man? What's going on? Who's this?
It's your boy Spliff calling North Carolina.
North Carolina in the building, baby. What's going down with you, player?
Shit, man. Nothing at all for dressing up.
Okay, for sure, man. So, I mean, you out here in this music game, what you got going on, man? Let people know who you are, what you got going, where you calling from, who you rolling with, all the good shit.
Shit, you know I'm running that thing out. That's all I'm on. Everything.
Yeah. That's right. Bang out all day.
In the building.
Bang out all day, every day. All right, player. Well, hold on with me for a second. We got one more call. I want to get up in here. Hold on. 927-9277. You got the Dagger. Who this? Hello?
Press one. You want to go live?
Yeah, if you want to. Look, if y'all call in, see, but that's the beauty of it. See, I just press this button right here, and they go away. See how easy that is? I don't got time to play with that kind of shit. You know what I mean? You call in. No disrespect. I would be nothing without y'all people calling in and talking to me or whatever. I would be nothing without the fans. Let me say that off top. You know what I mean? But it's just simple. 661-621-7559. Call in, and if you press 1, they're going to tell me that you want to talk to me. And then if you get to me and don't want to talk to me, then I'm going to feel upset. And I'm not trying to feel upset. Not on no Sunday. Like I did, I just say that I don't like – that's just dumb. Why are you going to press 1 if you don't want to talk to nobody? That's all I'm saying. I see what y'all be dealing with. But like I said, I'm going to talk about it, man. I can't be dealing with that shit. This beauty of being able to press this button right here, like click goodbye, and just that easy. But no. But okay, man, what else we got going on? Hold on, we got another. Oh, wait, hold on. Call back, hold on. Let's see, hold on. 927-9277. You got the dagger. What is
it? Hey, what's good with y'all, man? That's my bad. I was over here in another conversation. I didn't even hear my number get called, man.
Oh, see, yeah.
Point Supreme in the building.
What to do, Supreme, man? Good looking, man. Grinding, Grind Network on Mondays, y'all, on Bang Out Radio, checking in. Big Brother Supreme, what to do, man?
Hey, right, what's up with y'all, man? You know, I'm over here chilling, getting ready for this Marley B show tonight, you know, at Mazika's.
See,
you know what I'm saying?
That's
what it is.
Mazika's is where it's at, y'all. If y'all in that 661, can get out to it, man. Y'all need to get up out there. That's where it's going to be.
Yeah, go support the girl, Marley B, you know what I'm saying? We're going to be in there live, you know what I'm saying? She's going to shut it down with a hot performance and all that, and all that goodness.
K-Wall, you going?
Oh, yeah, I'm in there. I got to go.
Y'all
I've
make
been,
sure y'all spread Topaz love in there, you dig?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be bang outs in the building. It's going to be up in there, man. We taking
I'm telling you, man, I'm trying to get some shirts done, some fucking business cards, you know what I mean? We about to be crazy out here with this shit, you know what I mean? They think I'm playing. Y'all don't
That's
put the
what
wrong
it
man.
Is.
Y'all don't let the wrong man finish off the time slots, you know what I mean? Like,
How you like the job and everything?
This is one of those things, man, that I've always felt like I wanted to do because, like I said, music's always been part of my life, you know what I mean? And before I started doing music myself, I was always like, okay, well, I could do radio and everything, get out here, talk to people, maybe have the little late night show or whatever, maybe get some girls to call in on talk radio. You know what I mean? I always thought, you know what I mean? I could do late night and all that. Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? I could have got my Theo on or whatever, you know what I mean? But I'm loving this. I'm getting to play indie artists. I'm getting to play top indie artists all day, every day. You know what I mean? I talk to bosses all day, you know what I mean? I'm talking to some of the most boss people in the game right now. That's positive.
Yeah.
And I'm staying out of trouble for 2 hours. You know what I mean? As long as I'm right here doing this Bang Out Radio show and talking to everybody, you know, that's keeping me from doing something else crazy. Because, you know, it's really hard to try to be positive and everything in the world that we're living in right now. So,
it's
helping.
You're doing the right thing right now. So, people out there, y'all saving dagger right now, man. Give yourself a pat on the back, a round of applause and all that.
I need as much help as I can get, y'all. Because, like I said, I'm already crazy, but I'm holding on to it. Like I said, a lot of people go crazy and then just do whatever. Like I said, I'm crazy. Don't get it twisted. But I'm holding it. Y'all helping me.
Yeah.
He's holding it.
I need y'all help.
I need a moment.
Hold on. Give me a moment.
Hey, we got Grind Network tomorrow, you did?
Well, yeah, we got Supreme over here, baby. So what's going on Grind Network tomorrow, man? Let them know what's going on Grind Network tomorrow.
Grind Network barbecue tomorrow, man. Labor Day, we grinding hard. Working while y'all, we working for y'all tomorrow.
Oh,
that
sounds like
is.
The business, man. I need to give me some places because, you know, everybody got to go collect all their plates tomorrow. I need like 5-6 plates from like five different people.
Bro, you already know I got your plate too, man. I'm gonna ship it out there to you.
Yes. Make sure you do it the 6-hour one because first class. You get here the same day because I don't want nothing to come the next day.
No, we ain't going to have your plate all soggy with the soggy greens and all that. We ain't going to do you like that.
Make sure y'all put me some ham hocks in there. If y'all do put something in there, that soft pork, you know what I'm saying? Slap of cornbread, hot water cornbread,
see,
that dippy.
I just need nothing but.
We know we got to do it right for you because you already a Southern girl, so you already going to tell me what's Southern and everything.
Yes, I don't use no fork, like everybody. I use my hands, you know. That's how we do it in the South. You
and
know?
I just need,
put
and
the
I
onions
just need
on the
plate.
Side.
I just need a big plate full of meat. Just anything that had a mama that died. I need that. I need that on my plate. Like I'm saying, ham, roast. You know what I'm saying? Beef slabs, steak, hot dogs, anything that had a mama. I need that on my plate. I need like 4 of those. But we're gonna get into another one of these slappers. And actually, what I want to get into is a world premiere for myself. You know what I mean? This is Slap Sundays, this is the Dagger here, so I'm going to play something that ain't been heard from nowhere. It ain't going to be heard nowhere else except here on Bang Out Radio, and maybe on Reverb and everything when I decide to post it up there. But this
hey,
is Grind,
I'm
going to
call you, too.
This is a special shout-out to all ladies, you know what I mean, that ain't afraid, that got their ass and ain't afraid to show it off. Don't be scared. It's okay. It's all right. I got you. Show it off.
You just bring me on for a shit right now. The Dagger. Yo Mama Production. We got another one.
Hey, Riz, I'm going to need you to put some funk on that.
Out these classes.
When you mix that down.
Yeah. I'm going to tease y'all with the hook real quick. Riz, bring it in once real quick.
It's a booty big.
Yes.
It's a booty song.
Yes.
Put that arch in your back, girl. Show it
Come
all.
On.
Show it all. Show it all.
Yeah, that was just a sample. But now we're going to get ready. Now that y'all know what I'm on, and y'all know what the song's about, if you got ass, bring it to the dance floor.
It's a booty band.
Yes.
It's
okay.
A booty song.
Yes.
Put that arch in your back, girl. Show it all.
Woo.
Show it all. Show it all.
See
it. It's a booty band.
Yes.
It's a booty song.
Yes.
Put that arch in your back, girl. Show it all.
Y'all ready?
Show it all.
Ladies, how you doing?
Dagger's here.
To help you represent, you tried to squeeze your ass in a skirt. Nope.
Didn't fit.
When it comes to butt, you got a grip. Don't you ever be
yeah.
a trigger. All in no booty.
Yeah.
Having bitches hanging on your neck. As for me, I'm loving it. Pick it up and drop it low. Move that ass and take it fast. I get close and
ride slow.
Let me see your rodeo. Show me how to
booty ride.
Smooth skin.
Yeah.
Gotta glide. I may even slip and slide. I ain't even got a lot to turn around and disapprove. Arch it back and make it clap. I love the way you execute. Another plus kind of cute. Smell it good. Need to take a last chick. Had a lot of buff, but had a butterface. Be careful when
yeah.
you see your booty, even though it's round and brown, he's ugly with no titty.
What happened
when she turns around?
Ugh.
I ain't here to clown, I'm only here to speak the truth and hope that every woman with a booty out there getting loose.
It's a booty band,
yeah.
It's a booty
Come
song.
On. Yeah.
Put that arch in your back, girl, show it all. Show it all. Show it all. It's a booty band,
yeah.
It's a booty song.
Yeah.
Put that arch in your back, girl, show it all. Show it all. Show it all.
Tell me why you yeah. acting scared. Let the dagger make it clearer. Just pretend that you at home by yourself in the mirror. I know how women do. You look at what your booty do. Practice makes perfect when you're ready. Show it all, boo. Up and down the avenue. In the club or on the pole. That booty got a lot of jelly, baby. Can you make it roll? Show me that you in control. Confident without a fear. I'll grab you like I'm Scorpion and tell that ass.
Get over here.
Sorry that I'm jumping gun. Dagger's turning to having fun. You can't even hide that ass. So arch your back and give me some. Or turn and run away. The dagger don't got time to play. That bitch got so much booty that she put the rest on layaway.
Way.
Thinks I'm gonna pay the play.
Nope.
Never, bitch, go get your own. You got a booty, but you're broke. Leave me
the fuck alone.
Dagger doesn't pay the play. So
okay.
a trick I'll never
nope.
be. Or closer to a pimp. Cause some bitches always paying me.
It's a booty band.
Yeah.
It's a booty song.
Yeah.
Put that arch
For
in
real.
Your back, girl. Show it all. Show
Let's
it all.
It.
Show it all. It's a booty band.
Yeah.
It's a booty song.
Yeah.
Put that arch in your back, girl. Show
Come
it
on.
All. Show it all.
You got the biggest ass I ever seen up on the Atlas. You got on granny panties.
Yeah.
Bitch, not attractive. I hate it when a woman got a booty, but she treated wrong. Booty shorts, boy shorts, G-string, or a thong. It's all a booty needer. Don't wear any. Let it breathe. Plus the tat above it makes me smile like I'm saying. Gotta stop and freeze. Let the booty wobble by. Heels are like hydraulics to a booty. Got it sitting high. See, you be getting high. Power feels a gist trick. I do them all at once. I'm going hard. Don't gotta think. I need a hypey chick. Thick. I don't need a square. But if you want to come to the
more strong.
I take you there. We can do it anywhere. Trust I'll treat that body well and have you peeps screaming for the dagger like I'm 112. Met a chick, her dad was black, her mama was a Navajo. Worked her booty like a pro, I screamed out.
Is the booty band?
Yes.
Is the booty song?
Yes.
Put that arch in your back, girl. Show it all. Show it all. Show it all. Is the booty band?
Yes.
Is the booty song?
Yes.
Put that arch in your back, girl. Show it all. Show it all. Show it all.
Yeah, that's right. The Dagger here. Slap Sundays. We're going to keep it pushing, though. That was Show It All world premiere with the Dagger. Ladies, if you got ass, I always love to see you show it all. So all my slappers and all my bangers are going to sound like that. But let's get right back into it real quick. Lady Cam, get it? Got it.
Lady Cam. They say, damn, I ain't even know she rap. I ain't even know she write. Got a little dirty, so I swag in a body like that. But the boys wanna dance all night. If the roof on fire, let it burn. Ain't my turn, I ain't concerned. Ain't my song, don't turn it on. Knock me down and make me strong. Pin the phone, try I knock me down. Won't pull my brakes, ain't stopping now. Got my girls on deck, demand respect. You don't, you won't be found. Ha, divas and we crazy like, ballin' and we laid it like. Yeah, we getting education. Don't be scared to make me wife. Don't be scared to make it right. Say bad boys and make them nice. My name is Lady Cam and you gon' be my face tonight. Don't be acting fake tonight. Knew you since about 8 tonight. Trying to get my stake tonight. Well, get up out my face tonight. Pray before I lay. Stack my cash and let it bake. Well, get it if you got it. If you don't, get out the way. Say, I get it. I got it. I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it. I got it. I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it. I got it. I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it. I got it. I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited. Yes, I'm a lady, baby. Haters inspire me. A queen of my craft. I should empower me. Talk behind my back. What? Now you desire me. Funny how people change when you get the lottery. No need to sign a lot. They still gon' follow me. Try to get you on a song, and now you wanna bother me. L-A-D-Y-C to the A-M. Won't you look me in the eye to see if I'm playing? Then you worry about tricking and fame. I'm trying to get published and paid. Put some of them tricks in my name and put a few cats in the game. Cause what y'all talking is lame. And why y'all walking the same? I rep the women who got it with or without a man. And rep them fellas who got it and who be getting the change. I'm not as zinc as you drunk. I am, baby, I am insane. See, I pray before I lay. Stack my cash and let it bake. Well, get it if you got it. If you don't, get out the way. Say, I get it. I got it. I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it. I got it. I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it. I got it. I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it. I got it. I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it, I got it, I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it, I got it, I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it, I got it, I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it, I got it, I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited.
Yes, there you have it. Yet another slapper brought to you out here on Slap Sundays with the Dagger. You know what I mean? Who we still got here? I think we lost somebody. Who we lose? Who I got with me still? K-Wise?
You still got K-Wise.
Oh, okay, we lost Topaz, but that's okay, man, because, you know, Topaz a boss. She got to do her thing. She got to do what she got to do. So it's all good. You know, it's all love over here. Because, like I'm always going to say, without her, there would be no Bang Out Radio. There would be no Dagger on Bang Out Radio. So, I mean, she got to do what she got to do. That's how hustlers, that's how workers, that's how grinders get it in, you know what I mean? Shout out to Supreme,
exactly,
who checked in with me earlier, K-Waz hanging out. So K-Waz, man, let these people know, man, what it takes to, you know, succeed in something like this. You know what I mean? What does it take to succeed in music, to do this kind of shit? Because, I mean, I don't know if you, what I get a lot of is, like, when I tell people what I do music and everything like that, or I'm a rapper. I get a lot of,
yeah.
I hate telling people that because they be like, well, everybody raps, you know what I mean, you know. And they done probably heard a lot of whackness. So, you know what I mean, already coming out, you already got to be like, you know, I'm not like them. Or, you know, you got to listen to me because I don't know what you heard before, but, you know,
exactly.
I like that. So, I mean, what's your advice? What do you got to tell these people about this game, man?
The game is real scandalous, you know what I'm saying? It's like, and you have to be humble. Everybody has to be humble when it comes to the music game because the music game is not nice at all. So if you like trying to come hard and rough and trying to be a certain way, the game going to give it to you like four times as rough as you trying to be towards a certain person, whatever.
Right.
So it's like you got to be humble, get on your grind and, you know, get your music out there. Because a lot of times with myself, I don't even tell people I rap. They
yeah, because I don't even be wanting that stereotype, you know what I mean? Yeah, I be feeling you, like, I just, like, because you got to realize, there's a lot of people trying to do this, but not everybody can do it, you know what I mean? There's a difference, and
exactly.
I don't know where I draw the line because I mean we're all valued to our opinion. You know, I mean everybody has their opinion about their music, but I mean when does somebody garbage? Like what is does enough people got to say you garbage? Does enough people got to say you tight, or does that not even matter as long as you're doing what you're doing?
It's like this. It's like nobody in the world that's trying to do music is garbage. It's all about what the people accept. Just because one person don't like your music doesn't mean that the next, you know, will hate it also. It's levels of everything. Hip-hop is just like the way of life. You got your poor, your middle class, and your rich. That's how hip-hop is.
Okay, yeah, I feel you. Go ahead. Keep it going.
It's broken down just like that, and everybody's in their level. Everybody can eat, but everybody can't get the same amount as the next man. Everybody's in their own little bracket. So, to me, it's not really no such thing as whack music. It just that music is not your cup of tea that you prefer.
Okay.
But it won't be whack to the next man. You know what I'm saying? So it's
like my boy KY is saying, y'all, there's a place for everybody, and I guess, like you said, you got to get in where you fit in, and you got to be humble about
exactly.
it. Exactly. Because, like I said, I'll be the first to say that, like I said, I ain't shit. I'll say that. I'm not better than the next man. I'm not putting myself on no pedestal or anything above the next person. But
exactly.
if they stand us next together and put my track against yours, shit, my track may win. That's just how it, you know what I mean? That's how it is. You can't be
exactly.
mad at that. Like you said, it's what the people want. And
exactly.
So you just got to roll with those punches and everything like that. But also what I want to do is KYS, since I got you here, man. Like, what I'm trying to understand, because we all know that music comes from somewhere. You know what I mean? We all draw on aspects of our life. We all draw on, you know, either good times, bad times, or at least most of us should, in my opinion, because I feel that people that are doing music that are just drawing from wherever or just making up stuff shouldn't be doing music. Because I feel music has to come from somewhere. You know what I mean? I mean,
yeah,
am I wrong in that aspect?
No, you're not wrong in that aspect because a lot of people are just doing it just to get money or want to have the fame, but a lot of people that does this, it came from, like, their background in their family or somebody that was musically inclined to do it, and, you know, it eventually branched out to, you know, the next coming up cousin, brother, or whatever, but a lot of people be doing it all for the wrong reasons, and it should be only the people that's actually born to do it should be doing it, not just be, you know.
Well, what
but
you say?
It,
what
it
you
is
say?
What it is, and you can't hate on it because everybody want a piece of the pie, and, you know, it's not that many slices that everybody can get.
Well, what would you say is the biggest thing, the biggest obstacle you have to overcome to get where you at? Like I said, because we all, it all draws from somewhere. We all got to overcome something. We all got to come from somewhere in order to get where we at. What would you say was one of the biggest hurdles you had to overcome?
The biggest hurdle I had to overcome is negativity, because where the level I am as far as, like, my music, and I've been getting a lot of people that have been trying to, like, shoot me down, but it's like, instead of feeding into it, I need to learn how to, like, look over it. But it's like, you know, I have one little case that I'm dealing with right now, and I can't look over it, but I'm not going to let it take over me. But
right.
It's like, I don't know. It's
well, I mean,
a different way that people
have
to handle stuff.
Yeah, I understand that as well, because, I mean, like I said, we all handle things different as well. I mean, what's a situation to you might not be a situation to the next man, you know what I mean? You know, where one person
exactly.
or one man can turn his head and brush his shoulder off on the situation, another man would be ready to take off a nigga head over that shit. So, you know what I mean? We all handle shit differently. But that's another thing what I'm trying to do here, KYS. Like I said, I'm trying to build about that understanding, you know what I mean? We're all different. Ain't nobody, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
We're all... But just because we all different or we all come from different backgrounds or some of the same backgrounds don't mean we can't come together and get this money or, you know, at least be on some real
exactly.
shit. And
that's
what people got shit twisted.
That's the whole puzzle everybody want to get. They want to get, you know, that paper. And they feel
and
like
then,
they have to knock the next man down to get there when it's enough for everybody.
Well, that's what people don't understand, and that's exactly why I'm glad I'm hearing people say that, because it's so many people thinking that in order to get to the top, they got to knock off the person at the top. Technically, you don't. That's kind of the competition we're in. That's the mindset
yeah.
you have to go with, but still at
yeah.
the same time, you have to be, like I said, you have to be humble. That's number one above everything else. You have to realize that some people are at the top because that's where they're supposed to be, or they did what they had to do
exactly.
to get there. You got to come that much harder to knock somebody off that pedestal. You know what I mean? Or you just gotta you gotta be involved in yourself before you go worry about the next person. If you're always pointing the finger at this person's doing this person's doing that, what the fuck are you doing? Except pointing
exactly.
at the next person. What the, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
How are you just sitting back talking shit and what the fuck are you doing? And that's another thing that hates me, another pet peeve of the Daggers, man. Motherfuckers that talk shit but don't back it up or just sit back and just talk shit and don't do shit. Motherfucker, if that's all you're doing,
or they'll talk shit and try to look innocent.
Yeah, or like they're not, don't try to, like I said, too many real motherfuckers is in the world nowadays. And there's too many, like I said, my man K-Wise was just saying, there's the real motherfuckers, there's just people, there's haters, you know what I mean? Everybody, I guess, has their position in the world that they got to play. And where people is fucking up is that they think they deserve another position and they just need to be where they at. That's what
exactly.
I mean, I can say that because, like I said, I'm playing my position right now. You know what I mean? I'm supposed to be right here on Bang Out Radios on this Slap Sundays playing these slappers, you know, from all these indie artists, you know what I mean, and slapping stupidity. I'm playing my position. I dare somebody to call and tell me I'm doing something wrong. You know what I mean? Because I'm not. I could be doing something wrong. But I'm not. But
no, you're on the right path right now.
I still got K-Waz with me, man. You still hanging out? I'm going to get into another one of these slappers right now. From my older sister on Twisted Tuesdays, L.A. Drina, you know what I mean? Featuring Savvy Mike and Bon Bon. Here we go.
Yeah, young Savvy Mike, huh? Savvy, yeah. I'm in this motherfucker with my motherfucking queen.
You better know that.
Yeah, Bon Bon, L.A. Drina.
Good player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot, and they know that they not. Swag up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot, and they know that they not. Swag up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot, they know that they not. Swag up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot, and they know that they not. It don't matter what I do, man, I'm stupid swaggin'.
Swaggin'.
Swag when I'm eating, swag when I'm rapping.
Swaggin'.
Swag when I'm sleeping, swag when I'm macking.
Swag.
Swag for no reason, swag for attraction.
Swag.
Swag every season, swag with a passion.
Swag.
Swag up, swagged out, swag when I'm stacking.
Swag.
Swaggin' on you haters, swag with the players.
Swag.
Swag on you hoes. Swag for the paper.
Swag.
Swagger, 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 jacker. You can't jack this swagging.
Swag.
Swagging when I'm active and I swag when I relax.
Swag.
Swag so super. Swag too stupid.
Swag.
Swag so on that I just can't lose.
Swag.
Swag up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot and they know that they not. Swag up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot and they know that they not. Swag up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot, they know that they not. Swag up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot, and they know that they not.
Let you sleep, I should fuck you with the burner. Her kids looking at me like Miss Bomb, please don't hurt her. I keep the kid ass, Bernie Mac my past. Rest in peace, my bro. Man, that shit hurtful. I am a klepto, I'll steal the metro. LASDR9CA reject. From now on, that's how you drive, I got my respect. From now on, that's how you drive, I got my respect. Hell no, I ain't glad. My nigga said it's good. So all the bad bitches have to get about his hood.
Hell no, I ain't glad. My nigga said it's good. So all the bad bitches have to get about his hood.
Swag up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot and they know that they not. Swag up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot and they know that they not. Swag up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot, they know that they not. Swag up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot and they know that they not.
Swag, swagged up, turned up. Any track I touch get burnt up. Fuck with me, you get smirked up. I'm killing hoes, they tagged up. You starving, nigga, get your weight up. My swag is shining, Mark Jacob. They hating on me, they flaking on me. But I'm eating anyway, such a plate up on me. Niggas can't beat me, bitches can't see me. I'm super fly, South Central, straight breezy. Niggas take it easy, you haters straight kill me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You niggas straight kill me. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Check my swag from head to toe. Check my boys got crazy flow. Check my stats, they're better than yours. Check my thick thighs, thick, thick, thick. Check my thick thighs. Yeah, 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 yeah. Check my thick thighs. Yeah, yeah.
Thick, 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 thick in the motherfucker.
Yeah, boy, we right back, man. Slap Sundays, YG, Drummer Boy, the Dagger, man. Let's go.
Tired of you bitch niggas talking about this.
Talk
man.
About it,
talking about we ain't this, we ain't that.
Terrible,
man. Get off our motherfucking nuts.
That's
let's get this motherfucking money
shit.
In peace, you bitch ass niggas.
I'm a Drummer Boy, the K-Go. Ain't no game folk, fucking brain blow. Mess your mouth with it, come and get your ass go. Point blank, people, come and get your ass poke. I'm a Drummer Boy, the K-Go. Ain't no game folk, get your fucking brain blow. Mess your mouth with it, come and get your ass go. Point blank, people, come and get your ass. I'm a Drummer Boy, hit you with 100, boy. Hopping out the whip, something you can't stomach, boy. 6 hour, yeah, Smith the Western. Luger, nigga, you get your shit contested. You be breathless after that Magnum, your ass ingested. Gave a nigga a lap, man, found his remains in the trash can. I'm a kamikaze like a motherfucking Afghan. The Maserati ill tempered like a fucking black man. You know what it is, you know what I'm talking about. The beat off that limbo, YG, he off that green. Ride rocks the instrumental, beat from K. Leno. A real gangsta ride through quietly but violently. You hear that jungle drum? Yeah, this gangsta shit inside of me. Young nigga looking like he hit the fucking lottery. YG off the bomb, yeah, he gotta be.
And he gotta be.
I'm a Drummer Boy, the K-Go. Ain't no game folk, just fucking brain blow. I'm at your mouth with it, come and get your ass go. Point blank, pip it, come and get your ass poke. I'm a Drummer Boy, the K-Go. Ain't no game folk, get your fucking brain blow. I'm at your mouth with it, come and get your ass go. Point blank, people come and get your ass poked. Catch a boy wine at 7:45. Pull up to the function, yeah, I'm eating, yeah, I'm munching. Leave a path of destruction whenever I come through dumping. I'm passing above, you better try with another. Rude awakening when that road meet the rubber. When I do my dirt, yeah, I strap on the OJs. Pull a futuristic burner, yeah, I shoot both ways. All up in your face, creeping down your fucking hallway. One to your head, two to your chest, and broad day. Fuck what the law say. Duck when the 30-eyed red died on your block. Coming on these bitches while I'm coming to these riches. Climbing out of ditches and rose from the trenches. Call it a redemption whenever you think they missing. When the sun rise for y'all, we at the sunset. Posted with a dumb bitch and shit with some fun shit. I'm a Drummer Boy, the K-Go. Ain't no game folk, get your fucking brain blow. I'm at your mouth with it, come and get your ass go. Point blank, people, come and get your ass poke. I'm a Drummer Boy, the K-Go. Ain't no game folk, get your fucking brain blow. I'm at your mouth with it, come and get your ass go. Point blank, people come and get your ass pumped. Pop the disc in, real niggas they get with this. Stop and listen, no bull, straight shit in. Be a witness, we're sorry for niggas who missed this. I'm a YG, G-Ride, passenger seat. In the backseat, B-Mojis, the back me. I'm crafty with the fifth, outcome is ridiculous. Causing mischief like a mischief, yeah, I'm off a split. So high, nigga can fly off a cliff. And lucky enough to land in the pilot ship. The government or Obama than any terrorist to entry. So until then, this will be my commitment. The lyrics will be relentless to whenever I decide to end this. Your boy is the business, never leave your bitch unattended.
Yes, cause that bitch will get snatched by a clique of bosses. We're real gorilla pimping out here. We strong arm for hoes, you bitch ass niggas. We want all, nigga.
I'm a Drummer Boy, the K-Go. Ain't no game folk, fuck the brain blow. I'm at your mouth with it, come and get your ass go. Point blank, people, come and get your ass poke. I'm a Drummer Boy, the K-Go. Ain't no game folk, get your fucking brain blow. I'm at your mouth with it, come and get your ass go. Point blank, people, come and get your ass poke.
Yeah, Drummer Boy, YG, you know what I mean? Dagger's back, Slap Sundays, Bang Out Radio. With your boy K-Waz, the Lyrical Psycho, still in the building,
yeah,
hanging out with me on my first day today. Now, K-Waz, look, there's a couple of things I'm going to want to do on this show, okay? So I'm going to need your help and everybody out there listening or whatever. There's a few things I'm going to want to do. Because, you know, like I said, I'm just moving in. I got to get my shit right over here, you know, on Sunday. So I got to make sure it's proper. First thing I want to do, we're going to have Dagger's Beauty of the Week. You know what I mean? Over here on Slap Sunday. So I need
okay.
The models. And I'm going to have two different beauties. Because, you know what I mean? You got the model type beauties And you got just the girls that are just regular but still look bomb. You know what I mean? They don't need to do anything extra to, you know what I mean, to have that status. You know what I mean? In my opinion. Model, I guess what they call them, model types or whatever, something like that. So,
yeah.
Ladies, if you want to be Dagger's Beauty of the Week, you know what I mean, we're going to get, I'm trying to get my emails cracking. So we got dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. I need you to just send me your pics, you know, your model pics, your party pics, your posing pics, you know what I mean? Y'all, I don't need to tell y'all ladies what y'all do because y'all know what y'all do. Y'all know how y'all get down with pictures. So I'm going to need some of those because, like I said, it's kind of dry in here in my little garage in my setting, and I'm going to need to put some shit up here or whatever. And then I'll help, you know, it's cool. I'll help, you know what I mean? So make sure you send all your information with it, your Twitters, your fan pages, you know what I mean? Whatever else, you know what I mean, you want people to know about you besides your picture, I'll make sure to spread it out there for you, okay? So don't worry about it. Also, for all of you guys on Twitter, I don't tweet. Dagger doesn't tweet. You will never catch the Dagger tweeting anybody. If you catch a tweet from the Dagger, it wasn't me because I don't do this. I'm telling you this now. But but I have no problems helping y'all build up y'all fans or followers or whatever. So, I mean, if you just want to get you some tweets or whatever, call in, you know what I mean, 661-621-7559. You know what I mean? I'll plug y'all some tweets. I'll get y'all some followers. You know what I mean? I'll be the middleman. I'll help y'all. Y'all help me. You know what I mean? I work on the barter system over here. You know, black folks, that's what we work on. We work on the barter system. You do something for me, I'll do something for you. Don't always got to be about cash money. So that's number one. You know what I mean? I want to get that cracking. So ladies, models, if your friend models, fellas, if you think your girl is good enough to be up on here or whatever, hey, we'll see. Send me the pics, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com for Dagger's Beauty of the Week. What else am I trying to do? We're going to also try to do the topics of the week, where I just throw out random stuff and just see what people have to say about them. So, K-Waz, since I got you right here, man, you gonna run through some of these news reports I got. You know, I jotted some down while I was looking or whatever. We're going to get your opinion on some of these. Now,
right.
like this boy, T.I. T.I. just got out of jail and went back in jail the very next day. What I don't. This is the type. This is the stupidity I'll be talking about. And it was over. And he said it was because he spent too much money on his transportation when he left. Because supposedly you're only allowed a certain amount of money when you leave jail or something like that. So of course this nigga gets out of jail on super baller status, exceeds some IRS shit, and gets sent right back. I mean,
wow.
I mean.
I heard he went back to jail, but I didn't know why.
I shouldn't be laughing at the man. Let me say this: jail is no place for anybody to be. I mean, jail is not fun. It's not positive. It's not a place for any black man that should be. But also on the other hand, though, we could also say that a lot of dumb people are in jail. And like I said, I don't respect stupidity. I'm sorry. So you may be, like I said, I got much love for those that are in there doing their thing, trying to get out. I hope they get out safely and get home. But honestly, deep down somewhere within ourselves, y'all know that person did something stupid to get up in there. And that's just what it is. I'm sorry. But when niggas like this, like T.I., like how you just so bald, you just can't wait to get home to, like, you know, show off your thousands and thousands of dollars. A nigga fresh out of jail want to get a big-ass tour bus or some shit to take him to the little halfway house, and they get sent back over that shit. Does that make sense to you?
None whatsoever.
Like,
I didn't even know that.
Like, sit your ass on the county bus with the rest of them niggas till you get home, my nigga, and then ball up and do whatever you do, my nigga. I don't get this kind of stuff, man. That's what I'm saying. And then like Beyonce. We're going to talk about Beyonce. We all know she's pregnant, but the whole thing for the VMAs, oh, my God, Beyonce showed off her belly at the VMAs. Didn't we all know she was pregnant, like, half a day before the whole, you know, show or whatever? So what was the big surprise?
It was a surprise because it wasn't, like, confirmed. Everybody was having a big, was assuming that she was pregnant.
Oh, okay. Okay, it was an assumption. So then, okay, yeah. Okay. Well, then I feel a little bit better because I'm like, man, before the VMAs and everything, it's all, oh, Beyonce pregnant, she this, she that. Ooh, well, okay, there's the confirmation. See, this is why I like talking to other people, because I don't know everything, like I said. And then once you present stuff out there, somebody will help you out. And then what is it? And they're saying technically that gay style, like I said, I'm not a homophobe, I'm not bashing gays or anything like that, but gay style, which I'm going to say is skinny jeans, I do agree with that. I feel that those that wear skinny jeans are borderline homo. I'm going to... I'm just saying that. You can be mad at me all you want to, but that's how I feel, and I'm rolling with that, and I'm sticking with what I said. But, like I said, is that what's hot right now? Lil Wayne out here rocking skinny jeans. I saw a picture of this nigga in skinny jeans that looks so fucking tight. Like, I guess, is that what it is? When you get that type of famous, you can just do whatever you want to? Can't nobody say shit to you? You just do whatever? No, I mean, you laughing, K-Waz. I be trying to laugh, too, but, I mean, it's not funny. I know it's funny, but it's not funny. Because I don't want to sound like I'm coming off like, you know, being the world's biggest hater or woo or whatever, but I'm sorry. I saw a picture of this nigga at the VMAs. They was blowing it up like Lil Wayne performing. He's performing. He ain't first performance back. The nigga comes out in skinny jeans that he can't even pull. You know what I mean? I don't get this. Is that what's hot?
That's the trend he trying to set out, but it's hot to him and all the little others that rock skinny jeans. I can't wear skinny jeans personally.
Well, there we go. Like I said, I'm going out all better. I would say anybody that rocks skinny jeans, I'm sorry. You got to be somewhere borderline homo. I'm saying that. If you're mad at me, you can be pissed off at me. I don't care. That's how I feel about damn skinny jeans. I hate them. And I come across fucking girls that feel the same way that I do. There's nothing attractive about that, in my opinion. Like I said, I don't be judging dudes and everything like that. But, I mean, I don't. That shit just look uncomfortable. Like, why? Would you want some comfort? You're supposed to be comfortable. I don't get it, man. I don't get it. And then what the hell was Nicki Minaj wearing? I saw a picture of what she was wearing at the VMAs. Did you see what she had on at the VMAs?
I actually missed her part, but I'm pretty sure it was something.
I didn't even watch the VMAs. I'm catching, you know, background stuff or whatever. But I was chilling at the homie's house before it came on, and she was on the little carpet or whatever. She had on some, like, she looked like she was fighting one of the Mario Brothers in a video game. I mean, it was just way out. Like, I don't know what it was. She had a little mask on, and I don't get it. I don't understand.
Wow.
And I want people to call it. Like I said, this is the shit that I said we're trying to have an understanding here on Slap Sundays. I don't want to sound like I'm totally ignorant. Somebody help me out. If somebody knew what Nicki Minaj was thinking when she came out wearing what she was wearing, call in 661-621-7559. Press 1 and please tell me so I don't think that I'm just crazy, because that shit looks stupid to me. It was just dumb. And it just shows that I'm fearful for the fact that, is that what happens when people get money? They just really just do dumb shit and just throw everything out the window and just don't care? Like, I don't know, K-Waz, what you going to do with your first $10 million? What are a couple of things you going to knock off the list?
All my little debts.
But see what I'm saying? A real answer, nigga. I'm making it so I don't owe nobody no fucking money. Duh. Like, yeah. Cause
all debts. All debts. Pay all debts. Then I'm going to get my first, you know, house.
Okay, You hear this, people? You know what I mean? Not four or five cars, not six cars or whatever, not blinged out the game or whoop or whatever. Nigga said, nigga, I'm taking care of my debts. I'm getting the IRS off my ass. I'm going to not owe these motherfuckers no more money. And then, like I said, I'm going to get my house, which is this type of shit makes sense to me. See, I understand this. The shit that these motherfuckers out here is doing in the world, I don't get. I don't understand. I don't get it. But like I said, man, DMX keep getting arrested. I didn't even get to read the whole story about what happened to him, but he got out and went back into jail. Like, I like DMX.
Yeah.
But then, if you in jail the whole time, then you can't make music from jail. My nigga, you can't make any good quality music from jail, I don't think. But this is what I'm saying, man. A lot of people is going down over dumb shit, and I'm trying to stop the dumb shit, or at least do what I can to stop the dumb shit. So, but
it's like, when you in that game, and you kind of up there, people need that to always continue to be recognized before record sales or anything. They'll do stuff like that to, like.
But I mean, you need to be the dumb shit. I mean that's what it is. Like, I mean, you get rich and famous, and then you got to go to jail for your record sales to boost up. Nigga, I hope I ain't never famous. You know what I mean? I ain't going to jail. I ain't never gonna snitch on nobody, but I ain't going. You know what I mean?
That seems to be the target, because it's not like 90s hip-hop or R&B no more, where you could just have a record come out, you know, every other 3 months or 6 months or a year and do it. Nowadays, it seems like you got to have some type of publicity stunt to get your record to sell more, or you got to do this and that to just blow up and to be seen in the public eye.
Which is
crazy.
But which is exactly why I like doing what I'm doing right here, because all we got right here, all we got, all us indie artists and everything, all we got is our music, you know what I mean, and ourselves, you know what I mean? No gimmicks, no, you know what I mean, no, and none of us trying to go to jail, at least I hope not. I'm not, you know what I mean, KYZ, you trying to go to jail sometime soon?
Oh, never.
Okay, I'm just making sure, like, I mean,
knock
no
on
gimmicks,
wood,
no,
never.
No gimmicks, no props. I mean, this is the beauty of being an indie artist, is because we do get to do what we want to do. We do get to present how we want to present shit, and can't nobody tell us nothing. But the cold
exactly.
part about that is, I mean, you give up, is it worth it? To some people, it's not. You know what I mean? Some people are willing to give up that sense of freedom, you know what I mean, for that dollar sign. And I don't know. I mean, I understand how it go, y'all. Somebody throw that big amount of money in front of you, you're going to do what you got to do. But, I mean, all money ain't good. I mean, haven't we all learned that as kids?
Exactly.
I mean, that's one of the things I was taught first. You know what I mean? All money ain't good. Just because somebody put money in your face don't mean it's good. You know what I mean? But some people are so quick to jump on it or whatever instead of sitting back and taking their time and observing some shit, and then they get caught up in some shit that they ain't ready for and then wonder what happened.
Exactly.
And then when you get stuck on the part where it's like you're wondering what happened, nigga, it's too late. You know what I mean? Well,
exactly.
Let me stop. It's never too late. I don't want to sound like I've given up on shit or whatever. I'm this close to giving up on a lot of things, but you can't give up. You can't give up on yourselves. Don't give up on your loved ones. Don't give up. You know what I mean? If you feel you're doing something positive and you got something to say and you're doing something positive, don't give up, because we need more positivity in the world. Because there's too much negativity going on, y'all. Way too much. And then also, what I want to do is right now, what I'm going to introduce is my newest segment that I'm going to do on this show, which I like to call the smoke session. You know what I mean? And what's going to happen on the smoke session is that I'm going to play three tracks back to back, all that has to do with, you know, smoking that good 420, that good. So in about a minute or so, I'm going to get into the first track of the three-track set. But I'm going to need y'all, if you smoking that good, if you smoking that bomb, make sure you get, this is your time to roll up. Get your bongs ready, you know, roll up your zigzags, whatever you're about to puff with. Get all that stuff ready, because we're about to smoke, and we're about to have a smoke session. And who I got smoking with me today? Let me see. Let me check my listings here. We got Jay Gaines, you know what I mean? He's gonna blow with me today in the smoke session with Blunts Up. And we got Fully Loaded, Going Dumb, over here in the smoke session. And, of course, I'm going to start it off myself, you know what I mean, with one of my smoking tracks, and that's Getting High. You can catch it on YouTube, and also it premiered, let's see, this week, number 3 on all non-local artists in Boston. So, you know, Boston's feeling the dagger right now. So, you know, I fucks with that, so it's all good. But here we go, y'all. It's the smoke session. Make sure y'all got y'all blunts. It's time to roll up, and it's time to smart. Smoke with me.
Don't give me that shit about it's a drug. It ain't no motherfucking drug. I done the research. It's just a plant. It just grow like that. And if you should happen to set it on fire, there are some effects.
World is filled with suckers. Weed calms a nigga down, or else I kill a motherfucker. Now watch me getting high on Cali draw. My peoples never have enough, so I ain't picky, I'm a smoker, so it's all the same. My love for weed will never change. I think I wanna. I'll call my first kid, then I'll call his brother. Third brother's weaker than the others. That's that. Yeah, I love them all. Dagger shows no favoritism. But the police hating, cause they always try to catch me with them. I don't be doing nothing, still they try to pull me under. Wanting me to rat on Ben, my deal is selling. Better find another brother, cause I make you. I take weed from the rich to go and smoke with the needy. If everyone was smoking weed, the world would be a better place. Except most people rather hate, so I'll be staying out of space. Cause I'll be getting high. 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 I begin.
I'm so high that I can touch the sky.
Weed is
from the earth that don't do nothing but grow. You just break it down and roll it up and spark it and go. So, nope, it's the medicine I favor most. No matter how much I smoke and choke, I never overdose. Some people think it's gross, start talking shit and causing drama. They don't know the power of all this marijuana, smoking Obama. So, make a change. Now my head is spinning cause I'm puffing on this. I don't be skipping, I be hitting if I see a blunt.
I smoke the whole four.
Yeah, I'm off that bubble gum. But you can keep the script, pass the wheel, let's rip a bone.
Smoke it, dude.
Yeah, I'm off that Cheech and Chong.
Why
it's Jeffy fault, he did the beat. He knew that I would smoke a sack and have it back within a week. So let me know if they still feeling what the dagger said. And you ain't gotta dance and spark it up, lean and bob your head. I be getting high, 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 I be getting high.
I be getting, begin, I be getting.
I be getting high, 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 I be getting high.
I'm so high that I can touch the sky.
Am I too critical? We make me analytical. I bet if I stop smoking, I will be a criminal. Let the niggas make their money, they ain't doing nothing evil. I ain't even tripping, cause Cali about to make it legal. You think I'm smoking now? Watch how I'll be smoking then. I'll fill my lungs with THC and push out all the oxygen. I still avoid the cops or hating, just don't ever stop. It's not cause I'm scared, them motherfuckers make me crack my box. Then they take a nigga weak cause they don't want to buy their own. You can have that little sack, you didn't find a whole zone. Now let's get back to work, they tried to make the dagger slip. And I don't sell for any weed, I get on smoking all of it. Throwing up my duffel weed, smokers and the west side. Our growers and sellers, cause without them there's no. Smoked some shit the other day that had me paralyzed and stuff. But
this shit right here, this shit right here,
it's gonna fuck me up. I be getting high, 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 I be getting high,
I be getting, begin, getting, I be getting high,
I be getting high, I be getting high, I be getting high, I be getting high, I be getting high, I be getting high.
I'm so high that I can touch the sky.
But if you ain't got no job and you not smoking weed, I don't know what the fuck you are doing with your life.
Yeah. Pass the blunt over to Jay Gaines. Blunt's up. Let's go.
La música de Harry Fry.
Look. First I stack my money, then I get more. Call it my teeth, I'm looked up on my G.O. All undercover, better get your rubber. You playing with my nigga, I'm playing with they suffer. I gotta get my money, these niggas acting funny. Come on, run your ear back, spit behind your ear drum. Flow so spectacular, another beat a master. I'm after, after class, with a piece of call a master. Hit a nigga super clean, being high like a bean. Getting money, quick to be a nigga, only quick game. Try and get my mind right. Holding two babies cause I watch a little lifetime. If I die today, ride a movie by my lifetime. Start around the age of 10, first time I got it in. Ain't talking sex though, her name was Mary Jane. Yeah. Stole a little puff, little nigga, lots of lanes. Just put the blunts up so I can light it to get my mind right. Just put the blunts up so I can light it to get my mind right. Back up on the scene, fresh and so clean. Money is a motor, y'all know what I mean. Down, grow a few trees, a nigga like Popeye, gotta have my green shake to that earth, left up in the ziplock, ashes on the dirt from the blunt till I drip out, flicker of a thumb, cologne that I spray, after I am done, I need a bottle of that rage, mind of a pussy, I'm highly ever laid, focus on that money so I'm steady getting paid, pockets on flow, call me Mr. Triple H, and every girl that know me just wanna get a date, and shout out to your boyfriend, I know he's trying to hate, cause I just took a job, JG first place, said he was a race, and I'm all in a brain, mouthpiece tight, so I got a little game, just put the blunts up, so I can light it, and get my mind right, just put the blunts up, so I can light it, and get my mind right, just put the blunts up, so I can light it, and get my mind right. Just put the blunts up so I can light it and get my mind right. Right.
Yeah, yeah. Smoke session in full effect, y'all. Jay Gaines, take the blunt, pass it to Fully Loaded, man. Going dumb.
We got to start this shit off right, man. You already know how we do, man. Clip Gang in the building. You already know.
Let go.
Let go.
Let go.
Cocky hammers, I'm a 2-cup sipping a pew puppy animal. Still got the antidote, I just call it play juice. Uh-huh. Baby, that's the Amsterdam, 2 pills and grapefruit. Shit, I'm getting loose, pocket stay stocked. Oh, it's nothing to recop and get it popping like hot grease. Chain on and same charm, fuck what you lanes on. I be going dumb like half of my brain gone. And I'm on like stage lights, paid like me coaching. Smoking something out of the telly, but he's focused. I let my brim lean, spot on me a thick thing. Winking, I'ma dive in that pussy like a swim team. So turned up. I'm on my bullshit. They let me in the hood, but I'm still cautious. And all of my functions stay jumping now. Off a pill, I go dumb trying to take some.
I've been drinking, I've been popping, I've been on one. Now I'm thinking nothing's stopping me from going dumb.
Dumb did it, I'm dumb. Dumb did it, I'm dumb.
Brains like medulla, mommy's a cooler, yak's a beast, grab the sheets, I feast on that pussy to beat, off a pill and a half and touch it, pockets on swole, print low with a 5-star bitch, yo, gotcha, no, so gotcha, Clip Gang nigga, so sick, no, tonight, get that, turned up and I'm intact, money like blackjack's the way that my bread stack, show me where the head hit, can't be what you said, that. Baby go dumb on the dick from the back seat to the hotel with a bed and bastard. Roll up a split fan, I probably won't pass that. And if you giving up the kitty, I'ma crash that. All up in the club, yeah, let's show me what I have.
I've been drinking, I've been popping, I've been on one. Now I'm thinking nothing's stopping me from going dumb.
Dumb did it, I'm dumb.
Catch up the liquor. Dick I was with, we had a stick. Caught up to us later, I licked her. And then we played some twister, joining in with her sister. And I'm feeling kind of dumb, so I dare to kiss her. Now she's taking a picture. Sister's tugging my zipper. Two dumb dumbs. Well, who'd have knew they were strippers? Merry Christmas. Gifts from St. Nicholas. Massage therapist. No, she ain't ticklish. I'm feeling dumb. Swedish man is beat a dumb ostrich. I'm feeling quite gothic. Mass out in mosh pit. This is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna kidnap the hostage. You call the mayor, the sheriff, the locksmith. I'm about to shake some shit up, man. I'm owning ya. Crackinonia, San Andreas, it's California. Man, I'm groundbreaking, earth shaking, dumb, stupid, dumb, hard, 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 hard.
I've been drinking, I've been popping, I've been on one. Now I'm thinking nothing's stopping me from going dumb.
Dumb did it, I'm dumb. Dumb did it, I'm dumb.
Dumb,
come, y'all. The Dagger Bang Out Radio, Slap Sundays. Yes, that was another platinum slapper, you know what I mean? Got K-Wise in the building still with me. You know what I mean? Chilling on this very first Slap Sundays here on Bang Out Radio. That was the very first smoke session. So also, all y'all weed heads, all y'all smokers, you know what I mean? If you're an undercover smoker, it don't even matter. I need all y'all weed tracks because, I mean, every Sunday we're going to have a smoke session. You know, I'm a little bit higher now because, of course, I smoked during the smoke session. I don't know if y'all did or not. I did. And I'm feeling just a little bit better. You know what I mean? Especially playing them indie artists during the same time. So it's all good. But yeah, K-Wise, man, it's gonna be a long road over here on Bang Out Radio. You know what I mean? For the Dagger. I'm the new kid on the block, man. You know what I mean? Just moved in. And like I said, trying to get my shit together, trying to get my balance, my bearings. You know what I mean? And then see where I can go from here. And then see what I can do. You know what I mean? But what else do I got going on over here, man? Like I said, and also all local people, anybody that's tuned in to Bang Out Radio, anybody local, you know, I want to take this show. I don't want to just do it out of this garage. Since all I need is an internet connection, I want to travel, and we're going to bring the Bang Out show to your spot, to your studio, wherever you sell your weed at. I mean, whatever, you know what I mean, low key. We won't put all that out there, but I want to get around. I want to meet people. I want to be more hands-on. I don't want to live this show through Facebook. You know what I mean? I don't want this just to be an internet radio show. I'm going to find a way to stream myself live. If not live, I'm going to make sure I find a way to record myself so y'all can see me on YouTube, so y'all can see what I'm talking about, so y'all can see the person you're dealing with. We're going to find a way to make sure we connect even more than what we're doing right now, y'all. Like I said, we need to take this shit even further than it is right now because the sky's the limits to wherever we go. And especially since you got the Dagger here on Slap Sundays, on Bang Out Radio, I'm going to do everything I can to make sure this shit stays cracking and keeps on cracking. You know what I mean? But, yeah, that's what it is. K-Waz, any more little shout-outs or whatever, man? Dang, it's amazing, man, where the time goes. You know what I mean? When you're sitting on this side of shit, I'm looking at it, man, already. I already only got about 15 minutes after my show. Like, damn, man, I got so much more to say. So y'all going to have to tune in next week. You know what I mean? Ain't no telling what we're going to talk about. Ain't no telling. I don't like having a theme, I guess you could say, or, you know, a topic of the day, no disrespect to anybody else. But it's just that too much be going on where, you know, we might need to talk about 3-4 things, you know what I mean, instead of just one. Because, you know, we're trying to get to the understanding, get to the bottom of a lot of shit. K-Waz, random question, man. What would you tell the women out there nowadays, if you could change one thing, I guess, about women in a whole, maybe their attitude, how they acting right now or whatever, to try to make things easier, you know what I mean? I'm trying to bring about peace. You know what I mean? What would you say to the ladies out there or the bitches, the hoes, you know, what would you just say to them to try to make things better, to make the world better?
Wow. That's a
tough
question.
Yeah, I know. Cool. Like I said, I'm going to ask these type of questions. And it's cool. Like I said, if I call you, like I expect people to ask me the same type of questions. You know what I mean? Because like I said, I want to get to the bottom of stuff. You know what I mean? Because I bet you if I had one of these females up here, she'd be like, well, niggas do this, that, this. You know, I bet she'd have a whole list, you know, about 10 or 20 of them. You know what I mean? You can give me one, K-Waz. Let's be honest.
This is one of my biggest things. I hate when females bring up, shit. Oh, topic.
But you know, females
like,
don't
you
ever
forget the
that's,
person.
That's, yeah, right.
Leave it in the past. Let it go. Male, female, guys. If we forget about it, we forgive you. We move on. Females will bring it up. Someone they get mad at you at another situation, and they'll bring it up in your face like
some
I thought
shit,
we got
some
past
shit,
that.
Some shit like 5-10 years old talking about it, act like it happened yesterday. Yeah, I'm with you. That's happened to me. I feel you, ladies. If you feel like you've gotten over something, or if you say you're over it, or you're not going to trip about it, then don't trip about it. Don't lie. If you go trip about it later on or whatever, then it's okay. You can let a nigga know. But with a nigga, that's probably our dumb fault too, though, K-Wise, because we expect them to do what they say they're going to do. If they say they're going to forget about something, we believe that they're going to forget about something, knowing damn well they ain't really going to forget about it. But
exactly.
This is one of the things we're talking about here. This is the understanding that I'll be trying to understand. And I guess, I don't know, ladies, y'all heard the boy. Y'all heard the man. I agree. If you're going to say you're going to let something go, let it go. Don't bring it back up. Don't, because when a nigga forgets about something, he forgets about it. Like I said, if it's not important to me, I don't store it in my memory banks. You know what I mean? So if you bring up some old shit from 5 years later, I barely ain't going to know what you're talking about, except to know that I just got in trouble. You know what I mean? but also, man, they be holding on to, like, you would think they have, like, a diary or something, man. They be holding on to all kind of details, nigga. They know the date, the person you was with, who saw you, where the sun was in the sky, you know what I mean? What was on TV that day, you know what I mean?
The temperature, how you was feeling.
Like, how hot it was, you know what I mean? How many flies were buzzing around or whatever. I mean, yeah. But I'm with you on that. Okay, ladies, there's one. There's one for the ladies. Ladies, y'all call in if y'all want to call in. We got some time in, man. You know, it's never too late. 661-621-7559. Press 1 if you want to talk to me. And but this is what I'm talking about. These are the questions I'm going to ask, KY. These are the questions I'm going to ask everybody. You know what I mean? Ain't no telling what kind of random question I might hit people with. Because, I mean, life is random, right?
Exactly.
Everybody has a plan. Everybody has a plan. Like I said, I've been worried about this show. Not really worried, but I've been thinking about this show all week, going over my head what I'm going to talk about, what I'm going to do, what's going to go on or whatever. And it just come to find out, like, man, just be here. You know what I mean? I'm here. And we're just going to do it. And we're just going to do what it do. You know what I mean? I want to ask people all kind of questions. I want people to ask me anything that comes to their mind. I ain't got this is like a microphone to me on the mic with my music. I ain't got nothing to lie, I ain't got nothing to hide. If it is that close of a question, I'll plead the fifth, and I would expect anybody else to plead the fifth. But besides that, shit, we ain't got nothing to hide here. We're gonna get to the bottom of a lot of issues, a lot of problems, and I'm trying to make the world better. I don't want y'all fighting. I don't want y'all cussing at each other out. You know what I mean? I don't want people going to jail. I don't want people fucking up. Although that's what life is. I mean, you learn, you live, and you learn. But I mean, how many of us, or even you, K-Waz, like I say, have there ever been a time when somebody told you something that you didn't listen to and you wish you had?
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, we've all had those moments. You know what I mean?
We all had those moments.
But I feel like a lot of us are at a point now where it's like, if you listen to somebody and they got something and they're saying something that you somewhat agree with, then it's okay. Like I said, y'all can trust me. I'm not going to lead y'all down no wrong paths. I'm not going to do nothing foul. I've been on both sides. I've been the good man. I've been the bad guy. I cheated on people. I've been cheated on. Like I said, I ain't nobody special, and I ain't no different from a lot of y'all in the world out there at Bang Out Radio, okay? So we could talk about whatever. We're going to get to the bottom of a lot of shit. And I got a lot of shit I got to get to the bottom of. I got a lot of questions in my life that I'm going to ask the world, and I want to know what y'all opinions are on it and everything. I need to know. Like I said, I'm the crazy one. I need help more than anybody, probably. So I'm thankful. Like I said, again, I'm thankful for Topaz Lachey for allowing me to be here for 2 hours on Sunday and, you know, let out some frustrations, play some platinum classics, you know what I mean, play or soon-to-be classics, you know what I mean, from these indie artists, and to just do my part to make things better. To make the world better. But we'll start with just internet radio. You know what I mean? We got to start off where we can. So let's see what we got here. So, and just to show y'all that I'm not totally prejudiced, this is Slap Sundays. You know what I mean? But R&B do be slapping too. I'm not going to hate. I don't hate on R&B. So I'm going to bump this right here for my boy Rico. You know what I mean? Shorty got swag.
So.
No, I wouldn't play this personally myself, dipping down the Shaw. But if I did have a girl at the house or whatever and this came on, like I said, I wouldn't change the station. I wouldn't change it. Because, like I said, ladies, this is for y'all. So y'all can bump this. Y'all turn it up. Turn up your stereos. Turn up your computers, whatever y'all listening to. Rico, Shorty's Got Swag, out here on Slap Sundays. Ladies, enjoy.
What's up? See you looking at a nigga. Up in Winkos with your nigga, huh? I mean, it's okay. Go ahead and wink at a nigga. If you don't find out, I'll see you at the club.
Shawty from the club, what's up? Tell me, girl, how it's been. I know you gotta do, so what? I ain't tryna be his friend. Yeah, you got ass, and I like it, I like it. Big round. Girl, let me bite it on me. Let me see them lips in this. It's a lot I can do with them lips. Shawty got swag.
If you shawty got swag.
Shawty got swag. If you shawty got swag. Shawty got a pocket full of chippers. Shawty got swag.
If you shawty got swag.
Shawty got swag.
If you shawty got swag.
Shawty got a pocket full of chippers. Girl, I'm on my way. And you ain't gotta call me back. Ain't that the door? I'm not.
got swag.
Shorty got swag.
Shorty got a pocket full of
chippers.
Shorty got swag.
Shorty got swag.
Shorty got swag.
Shorty got swag.
Shorty got a pocket full of chippers.
Now
if you follow you a shorty in the club and she got that look like she wanna go on, you should get up.
Get up.
You should get up. And she got a dude, but she keep on looking at you in the club. You should get up.
Get up. Get up.
You should get up.
Get up. Get up.
Shorty got swag.
Shorty got swag.
Shorty got swag.
Shorty got swag.
Shorty got swag. Shorty got a pocket full of chippers. Shorty got swag.
Shorty got swag.
Swag.
Shorty got swag.
Shorty got swag.
Shorty got swag.
Shorty got a pocket full of chippers.
Radio Slap Sundays, but we're gonna get right back into it real quick before I get up out of here. Al Khalif, man, I don't give a fuck. You know, I don't give a fuck either, Al. Let's roll.
Niggas to get their cash too. I don't give a fuck.
When the one time pass you,
I don't give a fuck.
Tell
That's right, man. I don't give a fuck right here. Well, I do. I give a fuck a little bit. Not a whole lot, but just a little bit. K-Wiz, Lyrical Cypher, Lyrical Psycho in the building, still hanging with me.
Yeah,
I mean, we about to, you know what I mean? We come to the end of my very first show, so I like to give all my thanks, you know, where they need be. First of all, Topaz the Shay, like I said, for giving me a chance to sit out here and show what I can do out here, and giving me a chance to also not go crazy and wind up doing something I shouldn't be doing. Thank you very much. Like to shout out K-Wiz for hanging out with me today on my first night. You know, always good, always a pleasure. I'd like to thank everybody who's texting me, because like I said, y'all, if y'all got my number, y'all been texting me during the show, let me know y'all listening. Now, thank y'all very much. You know what I mean? It's always good to know who's out there listening to me, who's hollering at me. You know what I mean? Next time, just make sure you spread the word. You know what I mean? Bang Out Radio is 7 days a week now. You got a show every day. You know what I mean? Don't forget. And definitely don't forget Slap Sundays right here, 7 to 9. I know y'all going out to party. Y'all going out to do whatever y'all going to do for the Labor Day weekend. Be safe. Like I said, I don't know how police are acting in other areas. Out here in L.A., they trying to get all kind of niggas. I know 661 PD be fucked up, too. Right, K-Wiz? They be up there
all the time.
So,
all the time.
So, like I said, y'all got to be safe out there. You know what I mean? Don't do nothing I wouldn't do. I mean, I do a lot of shit, but, I mean, I'm smart about mine. So, like I said, if you're drinking and driving, just keep an eye out for the check post. You know what I mean? Whatever you're doing, just be careful. Like I said, they try to snatch at people's cars. Everybody's trying to make money off of some shape, way, or form, and that's even the police. So, like I said, watch what y'all doing out there. Definitely, if you're in the 661 area code or can make it out there, make sure you check out my girl Marley B. Like I said, performing live in Mazookas tonight. You know what I mean? Above average ladies night tonight. It's free before 10:30. I think that's right. I mean, don't quote me. I hope that's right before y'all go out there and talk about it. Dagger said it's free and it's not, but I think I saw something about it there. I think I saw something about it being free before 10:30. So, I mean, y'all might want to check y'all.
Yeah,
you're
right.
You know what I mean? check y'all shit out before that shit. I got to go see how much gas in my car. Maybe I'll come out there and fuck with y'all or not. I don't know. I ain't got shit to do tomorrow. Got to figure it out. Da-da-da. But, yeah, y'all, like I said, it's been the first Slap Sunday where we play nothing but the street hustles, the street knockers, the club party tracks, the subwoofers, you know what I mean? Anything that has those type of tracks, that's what we playing over here all day, every Sunday. We also got the smoke session. I hope y'all enjoyed that. We got that coming on every week, so make sure you give me all your smoking tracks, your getting high tracks, your drinking tracks, your getting fucked up tracks. Make sure y'all get those to me, all right? Also, remember, we got Dagger's Beauty of the Week. Ladies, models, fellas, if you think your girl look hot, whatever, you know what I mean? I need those pics. I'll let you know if your girl is hot or not. I will let you know. And let's see what else. Let me shout out the website. Well, not the website. Let me give you our email address if you want to set up interviews or anything like that. Again, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Interviews. I want to talk to directors. I want to talk to models. I want to talk to anybody, indie artists. I want to talk to everybody. All right? I'm talking to everybody. No color lines, no discrimination, no nothing. I want to talk to pimps. I want to talk to hoes. Anybody, hit me up. We're going to find something to talk about. But like I said, again, I'm thank K-Wiz again. I'm about to get up out of here. The Dagger, Slap Sundays, every Sunday, 7 to 9. And I'm going to leave y'all with this, with my track, my single, All I Can Be, because that's all I can be is me, and that's who I am, The Dagger. See y'all next week.
Hello, everybody. The Dagger, L.A., West Coast song.
Damn right.
This right here,
what is
probably as close as I'm going to get to a sing. So...
Let me turn them up.
Can do you?
I can do me,
niggas,
when
it begins.